either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, previously in our last two sessions, the topic that we covered was titled as How the Minorities Should Live with the Majority. Inshallah ta'ala, in our session tonight, we will want to cover one aspect of the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the obstacles that were put in front of him when he wanted to impart this deen to the people, the obstacles that were put in front of him, and how we should relate to the events of the past as compared to the era that we are living in now. So there is something for us to learn from the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we look into the Nabuwat, 23 years of Nabuwat that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the age of 40. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission of giving da'wat, inviting people, was in a very discreet manner. Very privately and very quietly, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving da'wat, inviting people. So what we learn also is that we can follow this tarteeb of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this continued for 3 years. So from Nabuwat, how many years? 3 years. For a total of 3 years, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's invitation towards Islam was very discreet. In fact, what he would do is that he would only invite those that were close to him. Bibi Khadija, Hazrat Ali, the cousin. And in fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Ali that you don't need to ask nobody. If you feel happy and content, then take this. And he said that I want to ask. Allah's Nabi said that you don't need to ask nobody. Hazrat Zaid, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, so many companions. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq went to his best friends, business partners, and all of them also became Muslims. And so very silently this da'wah work was done in the beginning for first 3 years. That is why if a person who is a revert to Islam, and if he feels uncomfortable that at this minute for me to open up and to talk to my parents who are very cultured religious people, then it will be difficult for me then it is enough for him to remain quiet. Because that is your birthright. That is something that you have chosen for yourself. But Islam always says that you respect everyone, especially your family members, even though they are not Muslims. But this you must not delay. Why? Because your obedience to Allah is more important than your obedience to humanity. Because He is your creator. And then after 3 years, a verse of the Quran was revealed. فَصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said to His Nabi, now fear no one. Now openly go. Openly invite people towards Islam. Subhanallah. In the beginning discreet, now put a lot of pressure. Put pressure. It can't be that you are only doing things discreetly all the time. Now you have to go out in the open and talk to the people. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed the instructions given to him. Ajib. With these ayats, other ayats were revealed also. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do it in the open and also invite your close family members first. Warn them. Anzir means warn them. Warn them that you are the family, their family, and that you come as a Nabi, as a warner. That there is Jannah and there is Jahannam. Be very, very careful. So that they must obey you. وَأَنذِرْ warn them. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, look at the courage that this great man had, this great Nabi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the mountain of Safa. And he called all of the nobles that were there. And he said to every one of them that I am the Nabi of Allah, I am the Rasul of Allah. And you have to believe in me because I am a Nabi that has come to you. I am the Rasul. And that you have to shun what you are worshipping, idol worshipping, and accept the truth because there is no time. And of course we know at that time Abu Lahab, he did not like this. That how come now this man has got the courage to openly speak to us? And he says, Alihada jama'atana, O Muhammad. Is this why, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are calling upon every one of us. This is why you have made us jama' here. You have invited us here. So that we listen to this. As in he was saying, what you are talking is rubbish, aliyadhu billah. And he said, tabban laka. These are the words. Tabban means halakat ho. Aliyazu billah, Allah save us. What he was saying and implying that may you be destroyed. When he said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and responded, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. May you be destroyed. May your hands be cut, O Abu Lahab. And this verse is read until the day of Qiyamah because of his insult to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly is giving an invite to the people. Now there is something that we have to learn and understand from this. But before I say this, something that is coming to my mind. Look at the tartib and the methodology of giving da'wat and what he did, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, what we learn is that you sort yourself out first. What do we have to do? There is a tartib. The first thing, what do we have to do? We have to sort ourselves out. Inshallah, when we sort ourselves out, then after that, we work with the family. Sort the family out. This is something also very important. And then when you sort the family out, then you sort your entire community. So this is the tartib generally we see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first inviting the wife, the family members, all of his very close people, got them close, talked to them, and then slowly, slowly, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now speaking to the community. Now there is always this discussion and debate, you know, how should we give da'wah and, you know, what are the means that we should use? My opinion is, my respected brothers, that we should use every medium that we have. Every medium that we have. Be it a TV channel, be it radio, be it the internet, whatever. Whatever you can. And if it is not jaiz or to some group of people due to their level of understanding, maybe they might feel that there is a lot of ikhtilaf in this mas'ala, difference of opinion, then we should respect that. But what we should do is that the people who feel reservation to this, it is fine, let them not do it. But they should not stop the people whose heart is open and who say, no, this, our opinion is that it is jaiz. They should not stop them. So the road of khair is always open. The road of khair is always open. Okay, now give you an example. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started by ascending towards this very high mountain, Safa. Ulama have mentioned that Allah's Nabi climbing high towards the mountain is something for us to learn, that we should do everything also in our time, whatever means and possible, to get maximum people and to benefit maximum people. You understand, brothers? Just like what he did, he climbed the mountain of Safa. So most of the people that were there can actually hear him, and they could hear him clearly. So this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And look at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how humble he was. In the books of Seerah, it is mentioned that he would go to the bazaar also. He would go to the bazaar. And some of the people think that, you know, it's against my taqwa to go to bazaar. The greatest Nabi is who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama have mentioned great historians. I can name you our akabirin, ulama who have written, you know, tariq on this. And they say that he went there, why? Because it was an opportunity for him now to meet different kinds of people. Business people, people of different nationalities, people who came from different parts of the world, for all of them to actually see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet him. In fact, this was one of the allegations they put on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how can we follow him when this man is seen to be walking in the bazaar? What did they say? How can we follow him when this man is seen to be walking in the bazaar? They were expecting some angel to come, some incredible makhluk to come. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, the minute some of the verses were revealed to him that now openly go and invite people towards Iman and Islam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used every means that was available. Today, you'll find that because we don't use every means that is available, that is why sometimes in the race we are a bit far back. In the race we are a bit far back. Khair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And remember, to promote the deen, this is not just in the hands of an alim or a hafiz. Deen can be promoted by any Muslim man. Anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use any individual. In fact, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that if you are not going to take the opportunity to impart and promote and propagate, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you And the people who replace you and who will take your position won't be like you. They will not be like you. They will show no reservation. They will do the works. And so, my respected brothers, from the seerah what we learn, and inshallah we look at the seerah and apply the seerah to our times now in the year 2019. So what are we? How does that reflect upon us? Let us look at the seerah. The first thing what we look at is that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was quietly just praying salah in the first 3 years, and in a way the companions were minding their own business and just worshipping Allah in their own way, in a very private way, there was no opposition. There was no opposition. There was no problem. For 3 years there was no problem. Problem only starts when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the companions that now go and speak to the people and let them also adopt this way of living and this discipline. Let them also become Muslims and let us spread the message of Islam. Now when you start to promote this deen and when you want this deen to spread, that is the time hostility is visible. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, you will find that at times they don't fear an individual just praying namaz, you know, and just doing his own work. And just, you know, just a typical Sufi kind of guy, you know, just doing his own work and just concerned about himself and nothing and nobody else. There are two things. One is your own iman and your own protection. And the other main action is the concern for humanity. Iman and a'mal-e saliha, o amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. This is the most difficult part. And when a person is engaged in the Islamic activities, the reward is immense, but the difficulty will also come. The difficulty will also come. Now, when you were here in 1970 and 1980, at that time, the Islam to practice was quite simple. You know, they gave you permission even for a masjid here and there, whatever. Mashallah. If you go to Leicester City town, the prayer hall they have given us there is like one qabr. It's a shame on the Muslim community. Main to wahan kabhi padhta bhi nahi hoon. Gussa aata hai kya? As if we are beggars and bikharis. So many Muslims living in this city, and what we get is one qabr to perform namaz. Faith room, and that is to be shared with everybody. But what do Muslims do? We are quiet. What are we doing? Quiet. We are today summum bukmun umyun buzdil fahum la ya'kilun. This is what we are. We know how to fight against one another. Oh, this Maulvi said that. No, that Maulvi said that. Chop him, beat him, do that, do this. That's all we know. We love to criticize. We don't want to do khidmat of deen. What are the real works we can do? What are the real works we have to do? Intelligent man will think and think that before my qabr, look, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me this. What should I do? How should I enhance this deen of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Difficulty started with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he came out. And that difficulty was so much that Hazrat Umar said, O Nabi of Allah, worry not. Let me go in the haram and take my sword out. And what a mujahid. Kaun hai makalal? You know, who is going to stop the Muslims from praying? You know, that Umar today is not there. We don't have Umar radiallahu ta'ala. We don't have these great people, subhanAllah. So today the attitude is we can't even fight for our rights. We are so scared. Anything will happen, oh, we go into the hole. Even when you are not breaking the law, you are not breaking the law. SubhanAllah al-Azim. But look at the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the obstacles that were put in front of him. Inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to mention a few looking into the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to miss out anything. And so, the first thing, my respected brothers, is what we call ulama have mentioned, they started off by a system to stop him that is called istihza. What is it called? Istihza. Istihza means to mock, to make masti, mazak, to ridicule. That is the meaning of istihza. To ridicule Rasul sallallahu alayhi. So this is how they started. So now when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly started to give dawah, oh, if he's opening up to people, now let us start making his masti openly. So they started mocking and doing masti with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly. And you know what they called him? Hada ibn Abi Kubasha or Kabasha. Hada ibn Abi Kabasha. Oh, look at this man, the son of Abu Kabasha. Who is he? They said to him, he is the son of Abu Kabasha. Now, the Arabs knew who was Abu Kabasha. Abu Kabasha was a man who was exiled, and he was the first man in Arabia who went against the religion of the Arabs, who were idol worshippers, mushrikeen. But he started worshipping the stars. What was he worshipping? So it was like a darbul mathal, an example that they were making masti and mocking Huzur alayhi salam. Like, do you remember Abu Kabasha, who was exiled and he left our religion and he was worshipping something that our forefathers were not worshipping, and he started looking up and he started worshipping the stars? Now we have another Abu Kabasha, Aliyadh Billah. And that is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So now he is telling us that we are not to worship what our forefathers were worshipping, these idols. And he says that there is something that you worship that is in the heavens, and he is calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is calling people towards Allah. And so they started doing masti with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would throw things at him. They would spit at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aliyadhu billah. Aliyadhu billah. And وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. Even his followers, when Sahaba and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass by, they would make ishara by eyes like this. You know, facial gestures. You know, when you want to make masti. Look, 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 he's here, look, he's here. Facial gestures. Facial gestures. This is what the Quran is opening up. They started doing all these things to the greatest man, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did he fear anyone? Did Sahaba fear anyone? SubhanAllah. All these things started in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istihza. Now, that is in the time of Rasulullah. Today also, let us now come back to 2019. Today, the lesson, the moral that we take from the seerah of Huzur alayhi salam is that anyone who is going to be doing the works of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is expected also that people will mock him. And people will also do his masti. They will do his masti. And they will also want to ridicule him, because he is doing the same as what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. But I say something, my respected brothers, sadly today, it is not just the kuffar who make a mockery and ridicule our deen. You will find also sometimes Muslims making masti of Muslims. Allah save us. टोपी वालो आ वी गो टोपी वालो, टोपी वाला है, दाढ़ी वाला दिस दाढ़ी वाला इज हियर दाढ़ी वाला, अ लॉट ऑफ द टाइम्स ही हियर, पर्दे वाली पर्दे वाली, पीपल मेक मस्ती, इट्स नॉट जस्ट मे बी हियर यू माइट नॉट सी इट बट अ लॉट ऑफ द टाइम्स यू गो अदर प्लेसेस यू विल फाइंड दिस दैट देयर इज दिस मस्ती. And what they would say, وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. Ajib. In those days they were saying, you see, these are the people who are misled. What were they saying? They were saying to Sahaba, they are misled. These are the people who follow Muhammad sallallahu, misled. Today you will find some people who says, the Maulanas are misled people. Who are they? Maulanas? They don't know English. They don't know how to go out. They don't know how to interact with people. Oh, mashallah. Your child knows how to interact. This monkey that is qualified from the university, he knows how to read 2 rakats namaz. We make masti. Openly. Sometimes you will find that if it is a hafiz of the Quran, he's got a beard and, you know, I'll give you an example. Maybe, you know, there is a business transaction that you might have done with an alim, say for an example. And maybe that business transaction did not come to a complete and it's the fault of that scholar, alim. So what people start saying? Sali, sab maulvi aise. Kya kehte? All the maulvis are like that. Arey bhai, when Shariat is telling you, don't tarnish with your own mouth Islam, you know, and the whole of the profession, the fraternity that is there, that fault is with that person. That person is not Jibreel alayhi salam. He's not an angel. He's a human being. Galati hoti hai bhai, bure log hote hai. Achhe bure sab mein hote hai. Sab mein, sab profession. Oh, that old beard people are like that. Sometimes you say, you know, you got a beard and you're saying this. You got a beard and you're saying this. I was here at the car park at Fajr time one day. This man blocked everybody. Even when somebody came to call him, he was still blocking. And I said to him, my brother, you know, all you need is a bit of aqal to understand that. And he said to me, maybe, you know, he doesn't even know that I'm an imam here or whatever. He said to me, you have a beard, but you don't know how to talk. Subhanallah. You know, a person has got so much takabbur that they are not prepared to accept, I won't say defeat, a mistake. A mistake. But I've been here and we have made elan so many times, by please park properly, bichare. You know, you're blocking one gate off, everybody is disturbed. But you have a beard. Tunikia. Are bhai, at least bichare, the people who have a beard, they, if they die, they are taking one sunnat. And how can you say it's just a beard? Whatever a person does, it is in reference to that person's actions. His taqwa is something else. His taqwa is something else. Insan is insan. Even Musa alayhi salam slapped that kipti and he died. Is that not the case? It is the fitrat of insan. It can happen. The snake, the stick became a snake and he started running. Allah says, oh Musa, don't worry, pick up this snake. He says, Ya Allah, this is a snake. He says, yes, pick it up. It will become a stick. Asa. Because insan, that is the fitrat. So this is what people do. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, my respected brothers, is listen to me very, very carefully. It's not because I am a Maulvi here. I am here concerned that we have to protect our Iman. And the deen of Allah is such that when its own citizens make masti of the deen of Allah, then Allah Pak takes them out of Jannah and puts them in Jahannam. Now you'll say, how is that? I'll read an ayat of the Quran in front of you. Wo Quran ki ayat hai. In Surah Muddathir, that the people of Jannah will say that, you know, where is this person? Where is our friend? Fi jannati yatasaalun anil mujrimin ma salakakum fi saqar. So they'll say, this person is absent here. He's not here with us. Kaha hai wo? So the malaika will say, you know, he's in Jahannam. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And then, وَكُنَّا نَخُودُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. What is the meaning of نَخُود? Ulama say نَخُود means, and we were too busy making masti of Islam, and that is why we are in Jahannam. What are we? وَكُنَّا نَخُودُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. We were with the people who were making masti of Islam, so that is why we are in Jahannam. So we have to be very careful, my respected brothers. You know, when you see your sister who is in niqab and parda, be proud. What is it? Don't be shy. If you're in the town, alhamdulillah, you see your community, be proud. Kya hai? You don't have to be shy. You don't look down. Ye gande log nange chalte hai, they're not shy. So be proud of who you are. And if you see your Muslim brother, be proud of the fact that who he is. And the complete support should be given to him. That is Iman. What is it called? Iman, my respected brothers. So this kind of mockery and istihza. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, okay, you did istihza with my Nabi, don't worry. A time will come. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say to the people of Iman, now all of you stand and you laugh. Everybody who made istihza and mockery, the people of Iman will laugh at them. Allah says, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Have a look. Allah will say to the people of Iman, go and have a look. Have not the people who made a mockery of this deen got in reward Jahannam what they deserved? Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers, they started this with istihza. But Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in came over it. What did they do? Came over it. So it is expected, my respected brothers, you will find a lot of people doing masti and doing istihza. Why? They are doing istihza because you have got something. What is it? You have got something. Number two, my respected brothers, also this is something that we have to understand. Number two, what they did to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they put pressure on those who were the supporters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did they do? So that if they put pressure on the supporters of Islam deen, Huzur alayhi salam, this will mean that one day we can isolate the Muslim community that is there and put some kind of a fear inside them. So what did they start doing? The biggest supporter was Abu Talib, being the leader of the clan. All of them came to him. They said, Abu Talib, enough is enough now, huh? You have been showing too much support to your nephew. You better stop. If you don't stop, there will only be one group of people standing, threatening Abu Talib. Either you will die or either we will die. Be careful. Now what are they doing? They're putting dabao. What are they putting? Pressure on those people who are supporting the network. Supporting the network. And they started making life difficult for the companions, so that they had to make hijrah to Habasha and they migrate to Medina Munawwara. But what we see, Abu Talib, what did he do? With all the pressure that came, what did he say? No, no. My nephew is free and my support for him is all the time for him, whatever he wants to do. Now, what are the lessons that we learn from these incidents of the seerah? Today, in the modern world also, you will find that there is this effort to make the Muslim community very, very scared. So he is so scared. Can I give my money to a Darul Uloom in Pakistan? Do you think the authority will catch me? He's so scared. Dabao, pressure. What is it? There is so much pressure. Now, Zakir Naik, for an example, doing wonderful works. Many people had embraced Islam. The shaitan starts the works. The Hindu community starts to panic. He's calling all the gurus and the pandits and all these people. You know, he's got a channel TV and he's inviting people towards, he knows the Hindu scriptures and he's talking about Hinduism like as if he knows the Quran. And he's giving us dalil from our own scriptures. What can we do? We have to get rid of this person. Quickly, you know, they accuse him of embezzlement of some money here and there and whatever. And then they force him that, you know, you haven't paid this money, no tax, this, that, all of these things you did. To completely stop him, to put shak in the minds of also Muslims who might be giving him funds. Hang on, are you giving him, he's a thief. You know, somebody came to me, no, Mauli sahab, you know, shaitan, Zakir Naik shaitan hai. Maine kaha, bhai, my brother, what are you talking about? Have some sense. You call your brothers. How many, what works have you done? And how do you know? And what is it? And so what it is, he's moved straight to Malaysia. Where is he moved? Out. He can't even come. A lot of the times, you find organizations in our country. So for an example, you will find people don't want to interact with CAGE. Halake CAGE is an organization that is supporting the Muslims. MEND is an organization that is supporting the Muslims. But there is so much fear in the community that what do we do? So now you have an imam, and which imam are we going? The imam speaks slightly, the communities, oh, we have to panic, yaar, ye imam to ganda ho gaye. Yeah, gandu ho gaye, what is he talking about? So many things. As in, this was the strategy. So especially the people who are rich, their money has to be controlled. Who are they giving? So in a very, you know, there is this effort. You'll see they are wanting everyone to be charity registered. What is it? Charity registered. Why? So if you're all charity registered, now there's nothing wrong. We are not here to break the law. Don't forget me. I'm not here inciting. We are proud to be British citizens. We love this country. We like Queen Elizabeth. Long live, koi baat nahi. Iski jo umar hai, wo Allah isko umar de. Allah usko iman de. Allah give her iman, inshallah. Allah give everyone iman. That is not an issue. But what we are saying is that so that all of the finance is the complete control. We know who has got a lot of money, who is giving money away, what is happening here. Everything transparent. You know, we want everything online. Your own money, you go to the bank, you want £4,000 out. Why do you want £4,000 cash? Why? Can you imagine your own money and you are questioned why? Why do you want your own money for? Kajib bhai. And why do you want to transfer £10,000 elsewhere, you know, there? Why? And you got money into your account, so how come? What is it? You know, we want Subhanallah al-Azim. All these tricks and all of these things had happened to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba were very strong. What were they? Very, very strong. This dabao, this pressure was there. They took every pressure. They took everything. In fact, Abu Talib also said, no, no, do whatever you have to do. We are going to do. What I am trying to say, my respected brothers and elders, that we should not be scared of everything. What is it? And we are not saying you break the law, but what we are saying is that alhamdulillah, we have our beautiful deen. And this beautiful deen is something that we can talk to a lot of the people. So these are the things that were happening in the time of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, my respected brothers, if we are not going to promote and serve the deen of Islam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use somebody else. Ajib. You know, the Mongols came, they destroyed everything. Within 5-10 years, Allah gave all of them hidayat. The same Taifi people who threw stones at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them became Muslim. You see the history, my respected brothers. This is there. So we are muhtaj. There will be difficulty coming to us because Islam is haq. Allah is haq. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq. Quran is haq. And with haq, there is difficulty. You know, a thief will only want to steal from that property where he thinks there is something. If there is nothing, then he's not going to steal. So he knows there is something there. So that is why you find that in Islam we find a lot of difficulty here and there, a lot, because actually Nur is with us. And so one method was this, that they would want to cut away those that were the allies, the supporters of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why, my respected brothers, finance is a big ni'mat. What is it? Money is a big ni'mat. As Muslims, we have to be independent. As Muslims, we should be employing people. People should be working for us. As Muslims, we should be independent. We should be a thriving community. Alhamdulillah, we should have all the business. We should be doing everything. Alhamdulillah. That way we can serve the deen. What is it? That way we can serve the deen. Now, inshallah, just to very quickly conclude, the third strategy they used. So they came and they did meeting with Walid ibn Mughira. And they said, you know what? We did istihza, we did masti, mockery, it didn't work. We tried to cut off all the people that were the supporters of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not working. So what do we do? So all of the kuffar did mashwira. They said, okay, what we can only do now is propaganda. What is it? Propaganda. So propaganda means what? That let us give the Muslims a name. Let us give the Muslims a name. So Walid ibn Mughira is there. This riwayat, tarikhi riwayat is there. So all of them were there doing mashwira. They says, okay, you know what? Let us spoil the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and call him a kahin. What do we call him? Give him a name, kahin. Who is he? Oh, which Muhammad? Aliyadhu billah. The fortune teller. Kahin means the fortune teller. So all of them said, look, we'll call him kahin. Walid ibn Mughira was an intelligent man. He says, no, no, no. Wallahi, you know, nobody will believe him to be a kahin. You know, we know that he's not a kahin. Don't call him. It won't work. Kahin name won't work. This is okay. Majnoon. What should we call him? Majnoon. Majnoon means someone who's insane. So all of them says, yeah, we'll call him that he's not straight. You know, in the head, something is wrong. Aliyadhu billah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walid ibn Mughira says, no, 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 no. You know how intelligent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. People will laugh at us if we give him this name. They said, then what do we say? They says, okay, we'll call him a sha'ir. What will we call him? Sha'ir, a poet. Walid ibn Mughira says, no, no, no. I have seen the Quran revealed to him. And how the Quran is revealed and recited, it is nothing like the poetry that we recite. It is not poetry that he is reciting. People will laugh at us even if we call him a poet. Because the poetry of the Arabs is nothing of like the Quran revealed to Huzur alayhi salam. This is okay, now what do we do? This is okay, we have one option. Let us call him Sahir. What do we call him? Sahir. What is a sahir? Magician, jadu. Walid ibn Mughira was still not happy. He says, you know what? Deep in my heart, I'm still not happy. You know, if we are going to call him sahir, and, you know, whether people believe or not. But we have no choice. What other names can we give? So it was done mashwara that from now on, this propaganda, full force, full scale, we start calling him sahir. Anybody who comes, let him know that he's a magician. Magician, this is what he's doing. Magician, magician. When people were coming to Makkah, they said, don't listen to the Quran, otherwise magic will take over. Don't listen to the Muslims, magic will take over. They started calling him Sahir. Now imagine all of the obstacles that were put in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, let us take a lesson now in the year 2019. What are the Muslims called? Huh? Terrorists. What are they called? Again, same labeling. And what else? Fundamentalists. Terrorists and fundamentalists. And what are they called? Extremists, fundamentalists, terrorists, and what else? Bas. We'll stop at 3, we are tired now. Okay. And all of these labels, names, propaganda that is given. Why? So anybody who even thinks about Islam or anything, the doors of da'wah, the doors of actually looking into Islam is closed off, because mentally he just thinks, hang on, the whole world is saying about terrorism, about fundamentalism, about extremism. And a few years ago, in fact, it was said that madrasas and maktabs and masjids are a breeding ground for extremism. What is it? Breeding ground for extremism. And so that is why Visit My Mosque Day came out, that by you come and have a look at the imams, alhamdulillah, and see what we are doing. Islam, alhamdulillah, we are promoting our religion, we are talking about our religion. And the wrong that is done to the community, we want to make it right. We want to make it right. So all of these things are actually taken from the life of Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That the obstacles then, the same thing we are also facing. But inshallah, if we have istiqamat, what is it? Steadfastness. You'll see that Islam will always prevail. Islam will always prevail. And mashallah, what we want, my respected brothers, is not just, you know, the hall to have so many people here. Let us make an effort. Invite people more and more. Let us start doing khidmat of the deen by inviting people. You know, you might have 10 friends. You might have 10 friends. What justice can you do? You can whip up 10 friends to go to the restaurant. You can whip up 10 friends to go with you for umrah, or go with you somewhere, wherever. But can we not invite 5, 10 people, more and more people, that by come and listen to our lectures, alhamdulillah, in English. Inshallah, this way our iman will become strong. What will happen? We will learn the seerah and our iman will also become very, very strong. Otherwise, we are living in an age where there is great confusion, and you will find that because people are not coming to the house of Allah, and they are just in front of the computers, the iman has become very, very weak. Very weak. And they are losing iman. And this is the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, sami'na wa ata'na, gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.